You're listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. In today's episode, I share a case study of how my client had a sold-out mastermind launch. You'll learn more about their results and strategies and get lessons to implement in your own business. Keep listening.
You're listening to the Sabrina Philip Podcast. In this show, online business coach and self-made millionaire Sabrina Philip shows you how to do entrepreneurship your way. She moved to Bali with just $800 in her bank account, and 1 year later had scaled her business to seven figures. Sabrina has been featured in Forbes, Business Insider, Goalcast, and Cosmopolitan, and is a contributing writer for Entrepreneur. Using her signature intentional, manageable, profitable framework, Sabrina helps women make millions online. Currently living in Scotland with her two doodles, Bonnie and Clyde, tune in each week as she reveals the best tips, tricks, and strategies for creating the intentional life and business of your dreams. Here's your host, Sabrina Philip.
Welcome back to the podcast. In today's episode, we have another client crush case study. And today we're looking at my client who had a sold out mastermind launch. So in these client crush case studies, I break down real results from real clients through the lens of my intentional, manageable, profitable framework. First, let's look at her results. Now, this client came to me and she already had a very successful online course business, which she was running completely evergreen with the use of funnels and ads. And she was really enjoying that and very successful. However, she was interested in expanding her business and adding in a coaching arm. So during our work together, she launched and sold out a 6-month mastermind. And she ran this twice during our time together. And she was able to add multiple six figures cash in revenue to her business. Now let's first look at how this client was intentional. This client had zero experience in the coaching world. She had always been in courses and she did not know where to start. She did not know what to do. So I think that this is important to say because sometimes people will confuse a lack of knowledge with a lack of readiness. At no point did this client feel like her not knowing what to do meant that she was not ready to take on this new venture and launch a coaching program. To her, she just added the meaning or created the meaning rather that she needed to go out and find someone who knew more than she did and who was a master at that. So she specifically and intentionally sought me out because I really am a coach through and through. Yes, I have courses, but I have always led with my masterminds, my group programs, and my private coaching. So she was very intentional in selecting a coach who had information that she didn't, but they also had a result that she was looking to lean into, and she was ready to invest and do the work to make that happen. So she didn't need to know, okay, here's how a coaching business works. Here's what my business is going to look like. Here's what my mastermind is going to look like. She didn't have any of those answers, but she trusted in her ability to find the right person to help her. She had the willingness to work and show up and figure it out. And she also trusted in her ability to ask for help. So she was very intentional in hiring someone who knew more than she did. The second thing that we can go ahead and look at is how this client created a very manageable business so that she was able to then launch and sell out her mastermind. I think the win here for her that really made this such a manageable task to take on is that she started with one coaching program. So rather than experimenting with one-off private coaching sessions, a 3-month private coaching package, a 3-month group coaching program, she started with one. And the entire time we worked together, it was only the one coaching program, which was her 6-month mastermind. Now, since this was her first time coaching, if she had always only ever done courses, she decided to get help. So she had guest experts and guest coaches supporting her. She also decided, together we created a launch plan that was based on an open and close cart. And we also put a limited number of seats. So it was a very manageable, straightforward launch strategy that we used my launch life cycle to execute on. And we also found some guest coaches and guest experts who were able to assist her in the delivery of the program, which gave her a lot of confidence that this was going to be a manageable task for her to take on. And then finally, in terms of how did she create a profitable business, one thing that this client did really well is she had an existing audience that had purchased her courses previously, and she leveraged that existing audience and invited them to go deeper with her. So you might have in your business a program that you've sold in the past that has performed really well. Rather than feeling like you constantly need to go out and find new clients for your new offer, consider that possibly your clients for your next offer are already in your audience, and not just in your audience, but are already in your client database. And you can even use that mindset when figuring out what to create next. You can ask the question, now that my clients have completed this program, what do they need to go next to hit their next level or to go even deeper or feel even more mastery and experience with their results? So she leveraged her existing audience and she invited them to go deeper with her. What we were really focused on is, since this was the first time she had launched any sort of coaching program, and it was a high investment, it was a high four-figure investment, it was close to the 10K price point. That's obviously a very big jump from a course that is under $1,000. So in order to gauge interest, but also in order to pre-sell spots, we utilized a waitlist so that people could apply ahead of time. We could see, all right, what are the numbers that we're getting? Because maybe that would change the strategy a little bit in terms of how we approach the launch. But we were so happy that so many people applied, and most of the spots, if not all of them, were gone during the pre-sale. There was a natural sense of urgency built into the launch because there was an open and close cart, which means that if people did not apply by the deadline, then they were not able to join the program, as it was a cohort that was starting all at once. And with this very simple, straightforward launch plan that relied on leveraging her existing audience and utilizing that waitlist and application project process, she was able to completely sell out her launch for her mastermind. Now, there are some lessons that we can take from this client crush and go ahead and possibly apply to your own business. Now, the first one is to take your existing audience deeper. So again, rather than feeling like you need to go out and build a new audience, find ways to take your existing audience deeper. It is much more expensive to go find a new client than it is to retain an existing one. I have several clients who have been with me for 3 years, 4 years, 5 years, going on 6 years coaching together. It is such an honor and a privilege to work with people over such a long period of time. And also, I have several high-level programs with very limited seats. And if I go into a launch with half of those seats filled from clients who have been with me for years and years and years, it makes my life so much easier. But it also gives me the opportunity to go even deeper with my clients and get them even better results, which make for amazing client crush case studies, testimonials, and social proof. So really be asking yourself, how can I take my existing audience deeper? The second lesson that we can take from this client crush is to get in the room with people who know more than you. Now, this client, as I said earlier, did not at any point confuse a lack of knowledge with a lack of readiness. I often see potential clients feel really intimidated about joining higher level masterminds or higher level coaching programs because there's this fear that they do not know enough compared to everyone else and that they're going to be the baby in the group. Now, there is something to be said about making sure that you are investing in the right program for you and that your business is actually in the right spot in order to leverage the advice that's being given to you and that you're actually going to get results. But if someone has given you that their professional advice that yes, you are a good fit for the program, yes, you will do really well, and again, I'm assuming here that they're being truthful and ethical and honest and all of that, but then you're still feeling some resistance come up, I invite you to consider that there is power in getting in the room with people who know more than you. I think it is A-okay to be a small fish in a big pond because you are going to learn and you are going to absorb and you are going to get information and you are going to be inspired. I don't know who said it, but there are several quotes about how you are the sum of the five people closest to you and about how you are either going to rise or fall to the standards of the people around you. And so I would much rather surround myself with people who are up to big things than feeling like I'm always the biggest fish in the smallest pond, because while that might feel good and that might feel safe, there's no room to grow there, right? I know that there are some fishes that literally grow to the size of their tank. So if you give a fish a tiny little fishbowl, it's going to be a tiny little fish. If you put that tiny little fish in a big fishbowl, it's going to grow to be a very big fish. So really consider about putting yourself in bigger spaces, bigger ponds, and remember that just because you don't know what to do does not mean you are not ready. And actually, the whole point is that you don't know what to do and you don't know what you don't know. And that is why you invest in coaching and support and education. Now, the third and final lesson that I think we can take from this client crush that might be really helpful in your own business is the power of using waitlists to gauge interest and pre-fill your programs. Personally, I love waitlists or early birds or pre-sales to incentivize and reward my warmest audience to jump into my offers. This gives me an initial boost of confidence. This gives me an initial boost of cash. And it also pre-fills some of my spots whenever I have a limited seat program, which I also think is a great marketing piece as you go into launch, because it demonstrates level of social proof that X spots or X percentage of the program was filled before the launch even began. I hope that this client crush case study was helpful, and I'll see you in the next episode.